this is Will Howe with KNBC and Nevada Capital News, and I'm chatting with Johnny from the California Honey Drops. Thanks for calling in today.
Yeah, man. What's happening, Will? How you doing?
I'm doing really well. I was wondering if you could start us off by telling us a little bit about the band. How many members, who plays what, all that kind of good stuff.
Oh, yeah, man. That'd be great. Yeah, yeah. The Honey Drops, the core five of us that have been doing it the last 6 years is our band leader, which is Les Wierzynski, Ben Malaman on drums. Those two are like part of the founders of the group. Mm-hmm. I joined the group about 10 years ago, Johnny Bones playing saxophones, and then Lorenzo Loera plays keyboards, and Beaumont Bradbury, or actually, he's Beaumont Boulier now. He just got married and changed his last name. So Beaumont Boulier is on bass. Okay. And the five of us, like I said, have been kind of hustling and doing the band and touring and home shows and all this the last almost 6 years. And then we kind of expanded the group for the last 2 years with touring, and we have Leon Cotter joining the horn section, playing clarinet and saxophone, and we use a couple different percussionists on the road. We use Gary Kehoe, or we use our friend Scott Messersmith from Colorado, you know, on different tours. So
gotcha.
Those are some of our additional members that have been joining us lately with the expanded group.
And what kind of percussion are they bringing to the live shows?
Wow, you know, kind of a whole rig over there. You got the congas, the bongos, a lot of tambourines, a lot of New Orleans music in the band, so
right.
A lot of different tambourine feels, bells. Those are the main things, you know. A couple of little gadgets, and I think Gary sometimes spins like a ratchet for like a screwdriver ratchet for percussion. I got some original percussion back there. So.
Got to use what you got.
Yeah, exactly.
Cool, man.
Well, I mean, our drummer plays a lot of washboard, so we have a couple feature songs where he comes up front and plays washboard, which is kind of a percussion instrument, too. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, hey, man, your band has a super unique sound, and you guys draw on a variety of influences. I was wondering if you could try and describe your sound a little bit, or maybe talk about some influences for the band.
Wow, yeah, yeah. The band, we draw from a lot of blues sources, a lot of different New Orleans music over the years. We have a big New Orleans influence, even though none of us, well, Scott, the percussionist, he's from there, but the rest of us are not from there, but we all love that music, and that's part of what united us. So we have influences of like 50s New Orleans, like 50s, 60s Huey P. and O. Smith type of music influences a lot, something we like a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And we do some feels with our grooves that are similar to that, or Fats Domino feels. We'll also go into like Ernie Cato, Alan Toussaint type of music as far as influences, and then into like later music like Rebirth Brass Band, more modern New Orleans music,
mm-hmm.
Dirty Dozen Brass Band, actually Treme Brass Band. We like that group a lot. So all of those different, and also way back, you know, we do a lot of early, like Lesh, our band leader, plays some great Louis Armstrong trumpet type stuff, really influenced by Louis and loves Louis.
Right.
And we do some real early New Orleans music. So a lot of different eras of New Orleans music have influenced the group. But other music as well, all kinds of different blues music has influenced the group. I mean, when you think of blues, you have a lot of different regions. You have like West Coast 50s, Los Angeles kind of blues feels, Roy Milton type of stuff, Charles Brown type of stuff. You have, you know, Chicago type of blues.
Mm-hmm.
Or you have a lot of country blues and guitar-centered blues and, I mean, just a whole bunch of influences. I don't know. I could go on and on, you know.
Right. No, yeah. It's fun to hear people talk about their influences. I always love to ask that and hear all the band names that come up. And sometimes it gives me really good ideas to go where to look, you know.
Right, right, right. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Cool. Well, you guys have been pretty busy touring this year and released a new album. Where did you guys tour?
Well, we just did like a 5-week tour that was great. That was a really stellar tour. We started off at the Joshua Tree Festival, and then we flew out east to Baltimore and played up through, you know, D.C., New York, all the way up to Portland, Maine, you know, through the Northeast. And then we shot back down through the Carolinas, down to New Orleans, and then we did 3 shows in Texas, and then we shot back up to the Midwest and did, you know, St. Louis, Chicago, Minnesota, stuff like that, you know, Milwaukee. It was a fun run. We flew back from Chicago back home to the Bay Area.
Right. That's cool. You know, I thought it was kind of neat on your new album how it's a live album, and you have listed for each song where it was recorded as you were touring. I'd love to hear the story about recording that album in different places and you know, kind of how that idea came about.
We got to get these people to sing a little bit. But first, I really want to thank them for coming out on this Sunday, you know. You got a lot of choices of things to see here in New York, and you chose to see a bunch of tie-dye clad stinky California boys play some music for you.
Yeah, we started recording a lot of our live shows. Our sound engineer, Jacob McCallie, does our records, and we originally met him through doing studio recording, and he became our live sound engineer, so he's full-time with the band all the time. And he set up a system to record our shows on the road that's, you know, pretty consistent. And then we just went through some different shows as a group and tried to find... We're like very spontaneous as a band, so even though we have some things in our songs that are set in stone, there's a lot of room for them to be spontaneous, you know, with the crowd and with Les, our band leader. He might, you know, start something different or go a different direction somewhere in a song. Maybe the verses are different, or maybe a call and response with the crowd, or maybe a solo that's usually shorter is longer because someone's in a really good place, and we just kind of feel what's happening and what's working in the moment as a group. So we found versions of songs that just seemed like they had a little extra spark to them. You know, maybe the band had extra special groove on them. Somebody took some nice solos. Maybe the singing was really cool, or the crowd was really excited. Something that was happening that seemed like it was really making the song work, and we put those together on that live record. You know.
Yeah. Well, it definitely worked. You know, you guys are known as being an incredible live band, and I just think it sounds incredible. I was really impressed with how you can read on the back, and you know, or wherever, that it's, you know, recorded here, but it kind of felt like one live show. Like, you guys did a really good job with the mixing on that and everything. That was cool.
Oh, nice. Yeah, appreciate that. I mean, I give that credit to Jacob. He does a great job with all of the microphone technology and sound technology, and really keeping our shows consistent and giving our fans, you know, good experience live, and he's able to capture that and then do the work at home to make it sound nice for everybody at home, you know.
Cool, man. Well, you guys are going to be playing up at the Crystal Bay Club next week on the 30th and 31st. For someone who hasn't seen you guys live, what can they expect at one of your shows?
Well, we really like to interact with the crowd, you know. So pretty early on, you know, we are talking to the crowd, and we're getting the crowd singing along or singing stuff back and clapping along and dancing. And it's like a group experience with us. So you come with an open heart and, you know, an open mind. You can. I mean, if you want to just watch the band, you can. But I think people tend to get drawn in and enjoy the group experience that we create, you know. And that's part of our thing, you know.
Yeah. That's one thing I like about you guys. You know, that I've been thinking a lot about Pete Seeger and how his whole thing, he wasn't this incredible, I mean, he was a great banjo player, but he wasn't known for his banjo skills. But what he's known for is drawing people in and creating a group experience. And he had this civic-minded idea, you know, of civil rights and stuff, and just the whole thing. And, you know, I think that's such a cool thing when people do that with music.
It's what makes every show for us, like, fresh. Like I said, well, me and Les and Ben have been playing together for 10 years, and there's no part of me that's like, you know, going on stage. It's like, oh, here we go again, same old routine. It's nothing like that, because every night is fresh, because we have a lot of room for interaction in the music, for the way people are feeling, and for the way the crowd's feeling. And so we don't have a set list. So we're reading, you know, we'll start with a song and we'll say, oh, wow, this crowd's a little more low key. Let's meet them somewhere halfway and bring it back up. Or this crowd's really hyped up. Let's come in wailing and like meet them there.
Right.
Maybe later we'll take it down, or, you know, or there's just this whole interaction of trying to meet people somewhere where we can all kind of be part of the spirit of the moment can be part of all of us. You know, I think of it kind of like how you see a, you know, congregation or something, you know, that type of experience of like,
right,
just trying to get everyone's spirit invested in the moment, you know, and then seeing where we can all go with that, you know, with that right there, then and now, you know, now. You
definitely.
Know?
Definitely. Cool.
That's
man.
Not really something we necessarily talk to each other about. It's just sort of the experience that's evolved over years with the group that we tend to like, and it's like what we like to do.
Right. Well, it feels like that. It feels very organic, you know, and I think that's the cool thing about it.
Yeah. It just kind of came about. We have tried the thing where we rehearse songs very specifically and we tried a few times to make a set list and do everything, like, you know, band that would like rehearse their set and go out and nail it and try to, you know, nail every moment. And it felt kind of empty to us, that experience. It's always felt kind of like that's not where we get the joy of the experience. It isn't from like doing a perfect job at something we practiced in front of people and they watch us and go, good job. It's like we get more out of doing something together with the people and with each other, you know?
Absolutely. Definitely. Well, hey, what projects do you have coming up this next year?
We're doing in January, we're doing the Legendary Rhythm and Blues Cruise. I think we've done 5 or 6 of those, and those is a great community. It's so fun. I mean, we get on there and there's all these bands and all these lovers of music and lovers of the blues, and we play some sets, and then we sit in with people and they sit in with us, and then we do some jams late night on the boat. So that's in January.
Okay.
I'm looking forward to that.
Yeah.
And then gosh, you know, the schedule is just, it's always changing, so honestly don't look too far ahead. I know that we're taking it pretty light for the first few months in the winter, and then we get busier and busier. We always go to Colorado a lot. We have some great shows out there coming up, I think in February,
mm-hmm,
and up and down the coast. And then we'll be arranging a couple tours around the country. We've been just building up all these fan bases around the U.S., and it's really fun to show up in New York or Chicago or New Orleans and have all these people come out. When we used to go there, you know, we were building it up and there'd be 50 people, and now you go and there's, you know, 800 people coming to a show who like,
nice,
what we do and are happy to see us. It's really cool.
That's awesome. Representing the West Coast around the country. I think that's cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, they feel that. They say, oh, the sun came out when you guys came to town. You brought California with you.
You know? Nice. Cool, man. Well, if people want to know more about you, what's the place to go check out?
Yeah, we have everything on cahoneydrops.com. That kind of links you. That's our main hub.
Mm-hmm.
And you can get our records and our merch, and you can link to stuff. We have videos up on YouTube, like me and you were talking about earlier.
Mm-hmm.
And there's Instagram and Facebook and all the social media outlets, too. So you can just look up the California Honey Drops through any of those channels.
Fantastic. All right, man. Well, thanks for calling in. It was fun chatting with you.
Yeah, thanks, Will, man. So you're going to be up at the show? We're going to see you there?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, wonderful. Come say hi, man. Come say what's up. Good to hang.
What are we going to sing? How's it supposed to go? I messed it up yesterday. How's it supposed to go?
Believe it or not, what you want and what you need is what you get. Believe it or not, what you want and what you need is what you get. Believe it or not, of what you want and what you need is what you get. Believe it or not, of what you want and what you need, what you nobody could tell me. I had to find out for myself. Yeah,
nobody could tell me.
I want to hear all the hard-headed people say,